repented at the preaching of Jonas. And behold, a greater than Jonas is here. How many believe a greater than Jonas is here? The queen of the south shall rise in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it. For she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, a greater than Solomon is here. Praise God. St. Luke. Oh, no, let's see. Amen. Let's go over here to Timothy. Amen. Timothy chapter 2. Thou therefore endure hardness. Hard things. Hard times. Amen. Things that's hard on you. Tough. Endure hardness as a good soldier. There are soldiers, and there are good soldiers. Amen. No man that warreth, how many is in this battle for the Lord tonight? Say amen. Amen. How many on the battlefield for the Lord? Say amen. Amen. No man that warreth, that's us then, isn't it? Entangleth himself in the affairs of this life. Amen. Key word there is entangled. We have a lot of affairs, but we don't want to let them get us tied down. Amen. Let's remember what comes first. Amen. Always remember what comes first. That he may please him who hath called him, chosen him, excuse me, to be a soldier. Hallelujah. I like to talk for a little while tonight on being a good soldier. Praise God. I like to be a good soldier. I like to set a good example. Amen. All of our board members got elected. Amen. Now, set an example. Be an example for others to follow. Praise God. We ought to set the best example of anybody in the church since we are the leaders. Amen. And duly elected. Hallelujah. We need to rise and shine. And let the glory of the Lord be seen upon our lives. Praise God. Romans chapter 1 said that they are without excuse. Amen. There's no discharge to this thing of being a soldier for God. You can't start and quit. You can't put your hands to the plow and then look back. Amen. You can't start and then dilly-dally around the rest of the time. Praise God. You got to be a soldier. You got to be an example. Praise God. Because there's no discharge. He said, he that put his hand to the plow and looketh back is not fit for the kingdom of God. Amen.
We can't live with 1 foot in the world and 1 foot
in the kingdom of God. Amen. We got to go all out for God and stay that way. Can you say amen? Praise God. Put off for 2.5 months or so to go check on my house. A storm came back February, and a limb went through the roof. And neighbors called my brother and said, there's a 6-inch limb sticking in my roof. And so I called Brother Frank Rogers, and he went and got Brother Charles Barnett the camera, and they went out and took some pictures of it, pulled the limb out, and put a piece of tin over the hole. And that piece of tin has been over the hole ever since. And I hadn't had a chance to go. I waited for a settlement with the insurance company, and so about a month ago they settled with me, and a few weeks ago I got the check, and after they settled with me I got the check. I decided to be about as well off without any insurance after they penalized me because the house was empty. And then after they took my deductible away, amen, I decided that the adjuster did me a real favor. I wouldn't have got as much as I did. Amen. But I decided that this week would be the week to go because 2 big conventions is coming up. And they're right here. One's at Brother Dave Miller's next week, and one's right here at the church the week after. And so I decided I better get my business took care of. I took care of everybody else's business. I didn't neglect the house of God. I didn't neglect the things of God. I didn't neglect the camp meeting. I didn't neglect a meeting. Praise God. I didn't miss a service. Amen. Even though my house was down there, amen, and needed work done to it, I kept everybody else's vineyard. Amen. Even though my lawn was down there and needed to be mowed, I mowed everybody else's mowed. I did everybody else's job. Amen. I stayed right at it. Amen. I stayed right on the job and put mine off because I believe in putting God first. If you don't put God first, you're not living like the Bible says. Amen. When I start mowing, I mow the church first. I mow the Lord's part first and mow mine last. Praise God. And then if we got any time, mow mine. Let mine go if have to. Praise God, but put God first. Amen. And all my life I've learned to put God first. Praise God. Well, Tuesday, short afternoon, I decided after a short nap that I would make the trip. I felt like maybe the Lord was going to let me go. Amen. And I always hold up to the last minute to see if the Lord would keep me at home. Amen. It didn't seem like He was. Amen. So I threw a bunch of stuff in the van and I got ready to go, and I had my battery in my charger from my Milwaukee portable drill. Amen. And it was upstairs, and so I took my battery and my charger downstairs. I was going down those painted stairs, going down into the garage area. Amen. And about the second or third step from the bottom, them slick slippers that I was wearing, amen, they slipped out from under me and flung me on top of them steps. And boy, it was hard to get up off them steps. It was hard to walk straightened up. Amen. But I realized it was now or never. And so when my wife protesting meekly, I went ahead and crawled in my van, because when I got in one position, I could make it anyhow. Amen. And I drove to Arkansas in record time for me, about 8 hours and a half. Amen. 520 miles. And I got in there. It was just dusky, just before dark. Turned all my electric on, amen, and turned my lights on in my living room, and crippled around and got out of the porch and shut all the drains, left open to drain everything out. Came back upstairs and put it around a little bit, and I noticed my living room light was real dim. And I thought, well, that water from that limb going through the roof's run in there and stained my light. Well, after a while, I heard something gurgling. And it was my living room light, about yay big around, about that deep. It was boiling. I could hear it boiling up there. Amen. And so I decided, before I went to check with my brother, I never had told him I'd got there yet, and I decided about 9 o'clock at night to get up there and get that light down and get it to shine it. And I couldn't turn the nut on it with my fingers. So I thought, well, it's rusted. It wasn't. It was the weight of the water in the fixture that had boiled 212. Amen. It was scalding hot. Amen. And so I got up there with my wire pliers and my pitcher. Amen. And my back was blue where I'd hit the stairs. When I got up, I couldn't hardly get down. When I got down, I couldn't hardly get up. Amen. We patched the roof. Brother Frank did. And I handed him stuff and held while he skinned. Amen. Brother Frank Rogers, I'm talking about. Amen. And we went all over the country looking at the flowers, drove clear to Mountain View, Missouri, to look at the new church that Brother Wheeler's built up there. Drove back through West Plains and bought a light. Amen. And came back to the house and hung the light with a fan on it this time. Amen. And I went to church that night. I didn't offer any excuse that I'd bruised my back, bruised my arm, and scalded myself. Amen. Brother Charles Barnett asked me to preach. I went to church. I wasn't even late for church. Amen. I was the second car there. I got up to preach that night. Amen. I said, if I preach like a scalded dog, it's because I am scalded. Amen. I found out that muscle in my back, right across my left kidney, is the one that hollers hallelujah. I found it's the one that sneezes. I found out it's the one that sings. It's the one that preaches. It's the one that does everything. It's the one that works your diaphragm. Amen. I found out that muscle. You know what I did? I just hollered hallelujah anyhow. Amen. I hollered praise the Lord anyhow. Hallelujah. I stifled a few sneezes, but I didn't stifle very many praises. You say, how can you stifle a sneeze when it starts? I've stifled several this week because it hurt too bad to sneeze. Amen. And I quit middle ways. I never did think I could, but I quit middle ways. Hey, I went to church. We're living in a generation, amen, that's half backslid and the other half too. A bunch of sissies and a bunch of wimps that's bored to death, amen. And they don't know what it means to be a soldier in battle. Brother Roberts can tell you back there what it means to fight when you're still wounded. He can tell you what it means to go on fighting when you're hurt. Amen. We don't need much of an excuse to miss church, to lay out of church. One of the kids can get a sniffle and the whole family will stay home to wipe its nose. Amen. We're living in a day where people don't need much of an excuse, but the Bible said, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but rather exhort one another, and much the more as you see the day approaching. The good old summertime is about here. Good old springtime has arrived. And the first touch of sunshine, amen. Here they go. They forget about God. They forget about church. They forget about the things of God. Amen. And here they go. It doesn't matter about the example. It doesn't matter about winning souls. It doesn't matter about the moral defeat there is in the church of God, and the psychological defeat by their empty pew. Amen. They can vacate the house of God and not feel one conscience qualm. Amen. They're having too much fun. Praise God. Why are we not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is? Because we're meeting, when we come together, a greater than Solomon. Amen. How many, if Solomon came to town to preach, would you go to hear him? Hold up your hand. Would you go to hear Solomon preach if he came to town? If he came to the United States, I'd go to preach, hear him preach, no matter where he came. Amen. I'd go hear it. Some of you thought it was a trick. You bunch of cowards, you wouldn't raise your hand. Amen. But you're so curious, you'd die. Amen. You'd go hear Solomon if St. Paul was preaching across town. Amen. Hallelujah. You know why we ought to go to church? Because a greater than Solomon is here. Amen. The Bible said that Nineveh repented at the preaching of Jonas. And he said, a greater than Jonas is here. Why is a greater than Jonas here? Still here. Jesus said, there is not a prophet born of woman greater than John the Baptist. Howbeit, he that is least in the kingdom of God is greater than John the Baptist. Why is he that is least, these girls, saved, sitting on the front seat? Why are they greater than John the Baptist? Amen. Why is every little boy and little girl, every grandma and grandpa that feebly comes to church, greater than John the Baptist and can't preach a lick, never prophesied and can't carry a tune and can't play any music and still greater than John the Baptist? How can it be? Amen. The Bible said, now we are, ye are the body of Christ. That's what makes you greater than John the Baptist. Reach over and shake hands with your neighbor and realize you're shaking hands with the body of Christ. Amen. Reach over and shake hands with somebody. Hallelujah. Go clear across the house if you have to and realize that's the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Hey, the body of Christ is greater than the body of Solomon. The body of Christ is greater than the body of Jonas. Hey, the body of Christ, amen, is greater. He said the Queen of Sheba came from far. Amen. There's one person out west drives 180 miles every weekend to go to a church that they're building in Montana. 186 miles. Praise God. One way. One way to go to church. Hungry to go to church. Let me tell you something. If you got what you need from God, you'll drive 200 miles if you have to go to the house of God. Amen. Hey, 200 miles today, it'll take you less time than it took grandma to drive the wagon to town. Come on. I mean, I remember when it was all day thing to go to town in the wagon, and it's dark when you got back. I've gone in Grandpa's iron-tired wagon. Grandma used to dream about having a rubber-tired wagon because it rides smoother. All day's job. Amen. To hitch up the team and drive the wagon to town. Amen. Hey, you can drive 200 miles and back. Amen. In a very short time nowadays. About 5 or 6 hours, amen, and not even break the speed limit, hardly. Praise God. Amen. Yeah, grandma would have broke the speed limit if she could. Amen. Story goes of the old couple that drove into the edge of town. They had a new speed limit sign, driving a wagon and team. It said speed limit, 35 miles an hour. He thought you had to make it. He said, Grandma, get in the back and hold a young'un. He said, I'll make it if I can. And he laid the leather to the horses. Amen. He meant business. Amen. He's going to try to make it if he could. Amen. Uncle Cleve bought him a Model A Ford and never had drove a car before. He made it around every sharp curve on graveled Highway 63 till he got to that one that went around Hickenhauer. And he went around, and he just kept going around. He started down through the woods, pulling back on the steering wheel like he did the traces. Amen. And the old wagon hollered, whoa, whoa, whoa. His Model A Ford stopped up against a hickory tree. Amen. He learned a little bit better. Amen. One day he was kiting along a pretty good rate of speed, and Aunt Essie looked over at Uncle Cleve and said, aren't you kind of stretching yourself today? Look down, he's going 15 miles an hour. Amen. She thought he was overdoing it. Amen. I remember in war times when the speed limit was 35 miles an hour. And we got in Dad's old 33 Chevy and drove to Union Hill Church. Speed limit, 35 miles an hour. Gravel roads, booted tires. Amen. And the lights went out. And so we had to work on the car. Amen. And we had a flat, or the engine stopped. Every time something happened to the car, you know what folks did? They got out and pushed. Hey, we went to Union Hill Church, and everybody in that car was a sinner. There wasn't nobody saved in that car. But they went to church because it's having meeting at Union Hill Church. Amen. Nowadays, the saints of God can come to church once in a blue moon and think they ought to feel lucky that they're there. I mean, it's honey, sure, please, pretty please, sugar on the end of it. Won't you come to church? Won't you be faithful to God? Please, 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 pretty please, sugar on the end of it, please. Amen. I can remember when sinners, when they had to push the car a lot of times halfway home, amen, they went to church. Our car, the lights went out, and our old 33 Chevy come from Union Hill Church. Amen. We got halfway home, and when the lights went out, Dad ran in the ditch. And it was such a deep ditch that we couldn't push it out. The next morning, he went to Uncle Jake's house and got Edgar, his cousin. Edgar England was Uncle Jake's youngest boy. And Edgar brought Uncle Jake's big team out. And I was with them. And they hooked that team to that 33 Chevrolet car to pull it out of the ditch. We walked home. Amen. And we walked back over to Uncle Jake's. Amen. What's 2 miles when your car's in the ditch? Amen. And we got the team and hooked it to the car and hollered, "Get up!" And the load was too heavy and the team wouldn't go. They balked on us. I mean, they wouldn't pull that car. There wasn't no tongue between them. They hadn't had anything hooked to them like that. And finally, Edgar got out in front of them and led them. And those horses, because he led them, pulled that car out of the ditch. Amen. And we got in it and went home in broad daylight. Praise God. Amen. We need some folks that will take the lead for God. Aren't you tired of being the cow's tail? Aren't you tired of dragging? Aren't you tired of being the last when you could be first? Aren't you tired of being half in and half out when you could be all the way in? Amen. Aren't you tired of being a used to be and less than what used to be? When we could be all out for God. Praise God. Hey, come on now. Be a soldier. Praise God. Amen. You know what? I jumped in the car at 3:21 Central Standard Time yesterday morning. Loaded it up before I left. 3:21 Central Time. 4:21 our time. I jumped in the car like a scalded dog. Amen. Because I was scalded. Amen. I jumped in the van with a sore back. Amen. And I drove home and got here shortly after noon. I rested most of the afternoon. Still couldn't hardly get down. Still hardly couldn't get up. Amen. You know what I did last night? I went to church. I wasn't preaching. I wasn't getting any offering. Amen. But I hadn't did my duty to the revival at Germantown. And so I went to church to back Danny Hudson and to back the revival. Amen. I still couldn't holler hallelujah very easy. I still couldn't praise the Lord very easy. But I went to church, and I got there on time. And I gave this testimony that I'm giving tonight, last night, at that meeting They got a kick out of it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hey, come on. Be a soldier. We're entertaining angels unawares. Greater than angels. Because the saints of God are going to judge angels. The saints of God, when we come together, oh, I'll tell you, that's something. That's not just any ordinary thing. When the saints of God come together. Amen. It's no time to be dragging and flagging. Judgment's about to start. And you wouldn't want me to look you in the face in the judgment with the Queen of Sheba and condemn you, would you? Amen. You wouldn't want Jonah to stand by my side in the judgment and condemn you, would you? Amen. I was in revival in Richlands, Virginia in the fall of 1972. Amen. Me and Grad Horton was walking those hills in the daytime squirrel hunting together. Amen. I ran and jumped a small branch creek. And when I did, there was a limb that found my right eye dead center and punched my right eye. I went to the doctor because I couldn't stand to open it. He treated my eye and put a patch on it. And so, amen, I had a patch on my eye. I didn't stay home. I went to church. I took the patch off while I was in church. Amen. I went ahead and sung. I went ahead and preached. Hey, we don't need much of an excuse today to lay out. We don't need much of an excuse to lay down on the job today. Amen. Hey, we don't need much of an excuse. We've got such a ragtag, sorry bunch of soldiers today that they're AWOL half the time. And couldn't care less. They dare anybody to question them. They dare anybody to question their motives. Amen. Brother Frank said when he was in the army, they went out for maneuvers out to Norfolk. And they was on maneuvers with the Navy out there. In his off time, he said, he went out to the beach. He got him a pallet and laid down on the beach in the sun on his belly and went to sleep. When he got up, the sun had cooked his back and turned him to a blister. He said, because our maneuvers depended on when we got to go home, he said, somehow or other, he was able to hold his clothing up off his back with something or other. And he said, I went ahead with maneuvers just like nothing happened because I didn't want it to hold up the operation. You know why he did that? He was a soldier. Nowadays, we don't realize what comes first. We'll put anything in front of God. Any job, any task, money. I'll tell you what, if you listen to what I preach, you'll lose money and serve God if you have to. You'll lose overtime and serve God if you have to. If you listen to what I preach, you'll quit your job and put God first if you have to. Amen. Why? We're soldiers. And he that warreth entangleth not himself in the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him, called him to be a soldier. Amen. If I haven't set the example before you, challenge me. If I haven't set the example before you, demonstrate where I have failed. Amen. If I haven't set the example before you in going and giving until it hurt and when it hurt, demonstrate it. Point out one case and I'll repent. Amen. Because God comes first in this old boy's life. And I expect it out of those I've preached to for 22 years too. I failed on you. Some of you, I failed on you miserably. If I hadn't have, you'd have been doing better already. You wouldn't miss a service. You'd be here on time. And you'd serve God. And you'd put God first. Why? Because that's what's expected out of soldiers. Soldiers are under orders. And it comes time to go to battle. We go into battle. And we stay there. Amen. We don't demoralize the camp by taking tail and run and leaving the others in the fight. We don't undermine the morale of the troops when the battle's hot by turning and leaving the battle with the faithful few. The battle gets hot, it's live, die, sink, or swim. And it looks like it's going to sink and look like nobody's going to swim. We don't tuck tail and leave church. Stay gone 6 months. Why? Because we're soldiers. Amen. Kentucky will see a lot less of you when you're a soldier. Home will see a lot less of you when you're a soldier. Gatlinburg will see a lot less of you. Because you're a soldier. I want to tell you something. The saints of God will have more fun by accident than this world will have on purpose. Amen. Like a soldier, we jumped in our car and hooked it to a trailer and pulled into Alabama and had a mighty camp meeting day and night. On the way back, we pulled into Gatlinburg and backed it up over one of those rippling brooks and took a couple of Alabama watermelons and dropped it in that 58 and 60 degree water gurgling down that mountainside. Amen. And after we enjoyed the mountains and the fish and the scenery, we'd go back and cut one of them big watermelons. Hey, there'll be plenty of time to celebrate after the battle's fought. And after it's won, there'll be plenty of time to cut the melon. There'll be plenty of time, amen, to celebrate after we've been faithful. And he said, if we're faithful over a few things, he'll make you ruler over many. Fellows, you got elected and you got a good vote. Now live up to it. Be an example. Be an example of going. Be an example in giving. Set the example for others. Amen. Because if you don't, the higher your office, the higher your judgment. If you don't set the example, preacher, he said, be not many masters. For don't you know? Read the book of James. They shall receive the greater condemnation. Amen. The more you know, the more severe the judgment. But my family, it don't make any difference about family when you're a soldier. But my mama, it don't make any difference about mama. One girl told me, you don't have to live with my mother. That's why she backslid. That's why our life's on the rocks today. A living hell, a living mess. Amen. My mama. But my daddy, don't tell me. Amen. I stood between mine and them trying to kill each other. I've seen blood running down their faces. Amen. And I've had to stand between many a battle. Hey, I didn't miss church. Not one time. I didn't miss a revival. Not one time. Praise God. Hey, amen. I've had diabetic condition for 8 years. I haven't missed a camp meeting on account of it. I always made it. Praise God. Amen. When I got to where, when it first started happening, I lost all my energy and all my ambition. I was preaching revival in Norfolk, Virginia. I dreaded to sing. I dreaded to preach. But you know what I was? I was a soldier. And I sung, and I preached anyhow, when I didn't have the energy. Well, I've got the energy today. Amen. Hey, even when I was sick, even when I was down, even when I was drinking water by the gallons in those rest areas on the highway, wasn't close enough together, I never quit going for God. I never flagged. I never dragged. I never let down. I never whined. I never complained. Not one time. Amen. I never used it for an excuse of getting out of the service of the Lord. Hey, Sunday school teacher. Hey, prison ministry. Amen. What kind of ministry are you going, example, are you going to set? When you invite them to come and they come and you're not here, they say, where? They preached to me while I was in prison. Now I'm out and they're not here. If you don't come, amen, if you're not faithful, what good has your ministry done in the long run? You got to be faithful. Praise God. In that long run. Hey, I wasn't here Wednesday night, but I was preaching. Amen. I preached on doom and perdition. I may preach on it yet this weekend. Hallelujah. I practiced on Wednesday night. I may practice a little, amen, in the service this weekend. I don't know. The doom of perdition. I'll tell you something, folks. We're going to judgment. And this is serious business. Brother Pearson, your first job is to serve God, not that body shop. You'll be blessed if you put God first. You're your own boss. Amen. Close that thing up and go to church when it comes time to go to church. I believe you have. I believe you will. You was there every time I was there. Amen. But when we're our own boss and we can't close it up and get to church on time, there's something wrong with our priorities somewhere. Amen. When we're our own boss and we can't hardly get to church on Sunday night, there's something wrong with our priorities somewhere. Amen. We don't realize what our first job is. Amen. I want to let you come to the altar and bring your tithes and offerings tonight. Set the example in your giving. Go above and beyond the call of duty. Amen. As they sing, we invite you to come to an altar of prayer. Amen. Let's ask God to make us a soldier. Let's not be a bunch of wimps, a bunch of softies in a time like this. Amen. Let's ask God to make us what He wants us to be. Amen. Stand with me. Let's pray. Father, touch our lives, O Lord. Challenge our hearts, our lives, our ministry. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise God. Say, let's come. Let's pray. Let's walk with God. Let's do what we know we need to do. Amen. We know we ought to. Let's for once let our ought to catch up with our want to. Our want to catch up with our ought to. And do God's will. Put God first in your life. Praise God. Amen.